Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get back to the Chiefs in a bit. We have some defensive stats that, I mean, just, they got pummeled. Like, genuinely pummeled. We'll get to that in a bit. Rob, I want to tell you a story. Now, I've not told you this story yet, and admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about this process. So maybe I was in the right, maybe I was in the wrong. I don't know. I am contemplating the idea of buying a condo. I would say I'm not sure yet, but I'm interested. So I did what most people do, Rob. I went on the old Google machine. And I was just like typing in some things. And I saw a couple that I was kind of interested in. So I was like, you know what? Let me set up a tour. Right there on the website, you can set up a tour. So I set up a tour. I'm excited about this. I get an automated call from Zillow. Hey, was this you? Do you want to tour it? Yeah, that was me. I do. I want to go on a tour. Okay, cool. We're going to connect you with somebody. So then they connect me with somebody. Who's like, oh, no, we're happy to hear. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. Hey, I'm free this time. Are you free this time? Sure. So we agreed on a time on Saturday morning to meet up and go to this place. So I've never toured one of these places before. I don't really know what to expect. So I meet them. Mind you, Rob, I had never met this person before. It's my first time meeting him. We just exchanged 3 text messages. So I meet him in the lobby of the building. And he's like, okay, let's, you know, what's your name? We shake hands. He takes me up on the elevator. So we get up on the elevator, Rob. And right before he goes to open the door, he said, oh, yeah, I need you to sign something. I looked at him very confused. Like, what do you mean I need to sign something? He's like, oh, it's just a standard agreement. Agreement for what? What are we agreeing to? I just want to see the property. He was like, well, it's just a standard buyer broker agreement. I was like, wait, hold on. I have to reach an agreement with you for you to open the door? This doesn't make any sense to me. I looked at him very perplexed. He was like, yeah. And I was like, well, can I read it? He's like, yeah, of course. So he hands me this sheet of paper. Now, again, Rob, I wanted to note it. This is why I felt the way that I felt. I didn't pick this person. It's not like I met this person, we talked it out, and he was finding places for me. I did the Google by myself. I scheduled the tour by myself. Anybody could have given me the tour to this place. He didn't do any work. So this agreement that I read, it was if I ended up agreeing to buy it, he would get like 4% of the total cost, and then there was like a fee, and he was trying to tell me, oh, that fee's kind of standard, but usually the owner of the condo would end up, I was like, wait, hold on. I got to do all this just to look at the property? I mean, I haven't decided if I like it or anything. I just want to see what it looks like. I can't get a feel for it just looking at it through the pictures. And then it also said that if I agreed to buy it in the next 90 days, I could only negotiate it with him. I was like, wait. This, I feel like you're trying to hoodwink me, bamboozled me. He was like, well, no, it's kind of standard. I was like, well, I don't want to see the property anymore. He was like, you sure? Yeah. And I skedaddled out of there. I just want to know if I was in the wrong. Because I felt like this man was trying to hoodwink me in the middle of this thing. I had to sign an agreement with him. Rob, Did this happen? You recently bought a townhouse. You own your where you live. I'm thinking about it. This didn't seem right. It felt very shady to me. That's what it felt. It felt very shady to me. Like he was trying to take advantage of me. How could he do that? I didn't even know this person. His number's not even saved in my phone. I didn't know that when I agreed to do this tour, I agreed to sign some kind of financial agreement with this individual. That's not what I was signing up for.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Or, so I will admit this is outside my purview as far as a knowledge base I'm comfortable with, but I do know that that sort of thing happens. I do not believe it's standard practice for them to catch a 3%, but nowadays there's so many, you know, third parties and independent arbitrators and things like that that get involved in the process with real estate agents, home selling agents, home buying agents. There's just a lot of hands in the situation. So I think it's standard practice, but the idea that it seems like he was trying to get you to sign on to be his client under the, you know, guise of darkness is
That's a little bit shady.
That's what I felt like. It'd be different if like he and I had been working together and then he was just like, hey, I don't want to do all this work. You then agree to buy a condo through somebody else. And then all the work that I've put in goes for nothing. I would have completely understand if that was the case. Like, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we have been working together. Yeah, we're in this together. I could just randomly be assigned somebody from Zillow. And now in order to go on these tours, I got to sign an agreement that you're my realtor. Absolutely not. So, I told him, no, thanks. I had no interest in signing anything with this man. I just left. So then he was, you know how they always do that little slick. Oh, hey, here's my business card. If you change your mind, I will never change my mind about this. Get away from me. I felt like he was trying to be sneaky. That's what I felt like.
Someone in the text line says, this is how Zillow works. They get a hold of the realtor and they try to get you to sign up to see their property. It does seem shady, although text line, which again,
something about it just didn't feel right. That's what I'm saying. It just didn't feel right.
Text line, which is far more knowledgeable about this than we are.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. Maybe I just should have signed it. But I'm just saying, text I guess in this thing, I just feel like, so you're telling me as a real estate agent, you really don't have to do any work. I can do all the work and then you get paid at the end. Tell me, what kind of game is that?
I do think you're going to sign with an agent one day, but I don't think it should be through Zillow. That would be my assessment. I have a real estate agent. It wasn't through Zillow.com. It was someone we knew.
Someone says, Sita, I don't think you're wrong. I just think you're paranoid. I don't think I was paranoid. I just don't know how. I'm not signing any financial agreement with somebody I just met less than 5 minutes ago. I just met you.
Now, I will say,
I got to sign a financial agreement with you? That doesn't make any sense. Tell me, what part of the game is this?
The financial part I agree with, but someone on the text line says that they're a realtor and they have to have some sort of signed document to show you any property.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but I'm just not, you're not assign me somebody.
Correct.
Let me pick my own person.
You're not.
And then I'll sign with them and then we can go on this journey together.
I don't mind signing over, be like, hey, I want to come look at the property. I'm Carrington Harrison. Sign my name. Yeah, I'll go look at it. But 3%. Oh, that part.
The text line is saying I shouldn't use Zillow. I didn't know. I had absolutely no clue. You know, it was like one of those days where... It was one of those days where I think we all have done this before, where you can't go to sleep at night and you're just like randomly on the internet and then you just start randomly looking at stuff. And then I found myself on Zillow and I was like, oh, I'm going to go take a tour of this place. That's why I thought it was like ho-hum. I thought it would be like when you go look for apartments. When you go look for apartments, the person that runs the building, they just show you the place. You can get it there if you don't want to get it. I just thought that was going to be the end of it. I didn't know what I was signing myself up for. Had absolutely no clue. No clue. I didn't know. Thanks, text line, for helping me out. Text line 913-586-7965. So,
by the way, look at you. You've gone. You become a full time adult in like 24 hours, trying to get a new car and looking at property.
The new car's out of necessity. I currently don't have a car.
I mean,
I don't have a car.
Car. And
I have to get a car at some point.
Car and condos.
Yeah, I don't.
Big October
don't
over
have,
there.
I don't have a car right now. I literally do not have a car. So I gotta fix that issue. That's a serious issue. I'm not 100% certain that I want to move. I just want to at least be open to the possibility that I could move. That's why I'm
that
open.
Options.
I'm open to the possibility that I could move. You know, but that's where I am. I'm not 100% certain, but I at least want to look around and start the process, because at some point I know I will be all right. It's time for me now to move into a house. It's time for me to move into something a little bit more permanent, where I'm not paying rent, where I'm building equity. That's the adulting part of it. So I just at least had to ask to make sure that everything was on the up and up, because I just didn't know.
You're about to have a lot of equity with that new car and that new condo.
And the car I'm looking at, it ain't that new.
We're going to call you E-Dot, Equity Dot. That's what you are.
I'm telling you right now.
Ain't no C anymore, Equity Dot.
The car I've been looking at ain't that new. I'm not getting a whole lot of equity with the car that I'm looking at. You know, not really a car individual. I just need one I can drive, man. I'm not really, cars don't really do it for me.
Does it rumble when it turns on? That's all.
Okay, relax, all right? I'm not getting a jalopy. I'm not getting a lemon. Calm down. See, you doing the text line thing, you had a little bit of a joke, and now you took it a little bit too far. Now we got to move on. We got to move on now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.